Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Hi, everybody. It's Kelly. Hey, Brett. How's
hey
it going
there.
Today?
I'm not Brian.
You aren't Brian. You kind of sound like him, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit, but he's not here today.
Where is he?
I believe the term we're using, he's on assignment.
On assignment. I wonder what continent he's on. Is he in North America?
Let me give away the assignment if we told everyone.
Okay, we can't.
He could
okay.
be anywhere.
He could be anywhere. Well, he's very magical, so, you know, anything's possible with Mr. Brian. So a little call out to everybody. Hello, it's Kelly. Brian's on assignment. Just a little quickness of the show. This is the Being Curious show. We are on every Sunday on AM 950 at noon. We are part of the Sunday Shine Radio with Natural Awakenings, Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth, and then we're rounding out with the Being Curious show. We are also on every podcast platform, so find us, download us, like us, all that kind of stuff. You know, I always hate when YouTubers and stuff do that, but I'm like, I'm going to shamelessly plug myself. And Edge Magazine, everybody. I am the publisher of Edge Magazine. It is what we, oh my gosh, in our house. We are all in, right? So be curious, be connected, check out Edge Magazine. We have over 600 drop spots all throughout the U.S. And we expanded in this last edition to Maui. Yay! Mount Shasta, Sedona, New York City, Las Vegas, Oklahoma in the Midwest, and we're growing and we're all glossy now. So we're like a big kid. So today we have Cheryl. Woo! Cheryl's in the house. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Cheryl?
I did come alone. I brought some angels.
You did bring, well, you bring, you're never alone, my friend.
I'm never alone.
You're never alone. Nope. You have your own little party bus following you at all times.
Yep. They had to work their way down the stairs. That was the interesting part, was appearing all down the stairs.
They're still coming in. Don't worry about it. Okay, Cheryl, welcome to the show. Thanks. Welcome to Being Curious. She's also a new amazing partner at Edge Magazine.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, here, there, and everywhere. She's going to have a monthly column called Coffee with the Angels, and it's. I'm so excited about just rolling this out and what's coming in, and welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank you.
And we're doing this in a different format, so I'm used to my little computer, but we're just kind of free-flowing and playing, and we had to make room for all the angels today.
That's
so
right. It's, and I had to make room for my chair to spin around just in case I do decide to spin around.
Oh, we're like little, we're both little teapots?
Yes. Our feet don't hit the ground.
No, they
we
don't.
We have to sit up high enough that the speaker hears us.
And we both have like...
We both are blessed.
We're very blessed.
We're like... We're blessed. You can just call blessed any way you want to do it.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Tell us about... What are you curious about? Let's just start with that.
You know what I'm
curious
about?
Did you just do your hair?
I did.
I really love that color.
Yes, because it wasn't looking so special this morning.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? It needs to be pumped up. We're going out to do a little fun, to have a little fun. So, yes, I did touch up my hair today.
Very nice.
So this is kind of like an amethyst color.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And so what I'm curious about is what people are needing out there right now.
Yeah, what are they needing right now?
They're needing some love.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. They're needing some love. They're needing some sparkles. They're needing some kindness. They're needing it's a time of year, and you add everything else that's going on in the earth all at the same time, and people are just needing some sparkle, some glitter, some sunshine, some happiness. You know, it's real in Minnesota. We only have 196 days of sunlight.
Do we really get that month?
I don't even think we get that. So no. I started counting on the calendar last month, Kelly, and I got so sad that I finally said, forget it. But yeah, people need sparkle. They need sunshine. They need light. They need love. They need understanding. They need compassion. They need all those, and they need to know that we're going to get to the end of the story and everything's going to be okay. Yeah. You know, I have a little sticker on my refrigerator. It says, I hate to ruin the end of the story, but everything's okay. And I think people just need to know, take a deep breath in, let it out, and we're going to get through this together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think sometimes people are scared of the sparkles?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think they're scared of the sparkles. I think sometimes it...
I mean, I didn't mean to go like that. Like,
I know, like she crashed my sparkles.
4 minutes. No, but I'm all about the magic. I know. Like, everybody, like, look at her glasses. Like, there's so much sparkles with you, like, all the time. It's like, I want to say, like, you almost poop sparkles. Like, you just, like,
glitter.
Like, glitter, yep. Glitter. Like, right?
Pixie dust.
It's just, as a publisher of a magazine, yep. And not saying that in ego or whatever, but just I get to meet a lot of amazing people that are in different spaces all throughout the country and all throughout the world. And sometimes people are scared of the light, and sparkles are – Brett, is there anything going on? I just saw Brett out of my corner of my eye. I'm like, uh-oh.
You're all good.
Did I give you too many sparkles?
Not too many.
Okay,
never
cool.
Have too many.
Oh, see, Brett's awesome. I'm like, everybody,
I
at AM 950, thank you so much for just, you know, your opportunity and your support. And I just, I'm so happy to be here. But okay, squirrel moment, sparkles.
Okay. People are afraid of the light.
I think people are afraid of the light.
Of course they are.
Because it shines, it illuminates.
It does.
And
it does.
Illuminates the corners. It illuminates the good and the bad, but I don't think it's good and bad. I think it illuminates the mundane. It illuminates fear. And we just had Shanda, I said it right, Parkinson in, and we were talking about not being scared of fear.
Yes.
And using fear as a tool.
Amen.
Rather than running from it.
Yep.
And going, hello, friend, let's dance.
Exactly.
Right?
The power in being able to look at fear and just stop and look it straight in the eye and say, I'm done running and I'm here. And that's where I think the sparkles and the light bring in that peace for you, is that people are usually, they run. They're afraid. They're afraid of what's unknown, what's in that corner. If a little bit of light shines in that corner, what am I going to find? And I'm going to tell you, folks, you're not going to find anything you can't handle. I'm going to tell you, you can't find anything that you don't know that's already there. And you know what? Sometimes I just say a lot, and I say this a lot to my clients, all we got to do is touch it and let it go. We don't have to live in it. We don't have to live in the corner. Nobody puts baby in the corner. You don't have to live in the corner. So when that light starts to shine in and people get a little nervous, they're like, what's it going to stir up? What am I going to see? Oh, my God, I'm going to be afraid. It's going to be more than I can take on. Or I've already got enough stress. That's the last thing I need to do. Face this fear. And I say, hey, what if we just went in there with a pin? We popped the fear, let it go up, let the glitter come out of the balloon. And let it go. Let it go. We don't got to carry it with us. And that's the piece I think that so many people nowadays, when I'm working with them, when I'm doing readings, when I'm working with my clients, when I'm just talking to people in general, everybody feels so heavy. It's like they got this big backpack on their shoulders and they're walking around with it. And I'm like, can we just wiggle that off for a minute for you and let you just know what it's like to breathe without carrying everybody's stuff with you?
It's interesting. I love that you said that. As I work with clients, I see it as either the 88-pound backpack that a soldier carries.
Amen.
Or I see it like shopping bags, like you've been shopping all day and you have all the shopping bags. And I see people like holding, like they're trying the best they can to hold all of these shopping bags. And then I'll say to them, I ask what's invisible to be visible. And then which of the bags are theirs? And 90% of the bags drop to the ground and they've got this little Tiffany bag.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, well, let's get rid of those. And then let's unpack. Now the Tiffany bag could have a lot of stuff in it.
And it's probably sparkly.
But like, play with that. And like, let's deal with that. Let's not deal with all of this stuff that's not ours. And we try to own things that aren't ours, and we don't need to be owning.
No, we try to fix, we try to redo, we try to undo, we try to carry, we try to do all these
things.
Or
we judge others.
Amen.
I mean, like, oh God, I've done that. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, my name, my name is, right?
Yep. Amen. Yep. Absolutely. And so when we can give people that light, we can shed it in there and they can let go. You know, I always say on the opposite of judgment is love.
Mm.
Acceptance.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know what? People do things differently. Things happen in life, and you can either hold on to a really tough memory or you can let it go and you can retell the story. You know, I always say, people will say to me, how can you be best friends with your ex? I have a significant other. I was together for over 20 years. We had children together. Life was great. And I took all the wonderful pieces out of that relationship. We learned so much. We had so much fun. We traveled, blah, 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 blah. And I put it in a box and I honored that.
Yeah.
I honor that. And I let go of all the other stuff that doesn't suit me, that doesn't help me, that I don't need to carry. You know what? The relationship came to an end. we were meant to go on and meet other people and a story.
Yeah.
But I don't hold on to. And I sometimes talk to people nowadays, and it's like when they talk about the end of something, the end of a job, the end of a relationship, the end, you know, someone passing, they hold on with such passion around the grief and the anger part of it. And I say, what if you let those bags go? What if we just let it go? And underneath it, we celebrate the glory of things, the glory of what happened in your life, the happiness, you know. You know, we have a choice every day. We get up. We have a choice. I have a choice when I put my feet on the ground this morning. How am I going to feel? How am I going to present myself? What am I going to do? And you know what? If I start talking about, because that's what happens when I get out of bed with these bones. Like, whoa, let's get to the bathroom. Let's hope the knees all hold yourself up. You know, and, but, you know, it's like, hey, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this, you know, what's going to happen today. Thank you for all the magic that I'm going to bring into today. And then I just show up. And it's unbelievable when you step into a day like that, what starts to happen.
I was just in Sedona partnering with Mary Newstrom and the beautiful people at Blistopia. And yep. We brought in people from all over the country. And we had a gentleman show up, and he registered the date like 2 days before.
Wow.
And he shows up, and ex-military, and was just served with papers to for his wife of 19 years to divorce him. So he was angry.
Oof.
And it was beautiful to put him out of his element in a safe space. His daughter had an appendix, like her appendix burst in the middle of it. So he had like 1 foot out the door. He drove purposely so he could leave at any time. And we told him, your keys are right there. If you do not have to stay at this retreat. You can go. But we started to talk with him, and he's like, I want to stay married for my kids. I'm like, but the next breath he'd said, yeah, my kids want us to divorce because we're fighting all the time.
Yep.
And we just were able to, in this beautiful, safe space, unpack. And how do you and your wife aren't happy, but you guys are great parents.
Right.
And we just peeled and peeled and peeled. And I saw his joy, and we did breath work and we did movement, and he went to a vortex in Sedona, like watching this gentleman just unpack. And I was like, take the coat off. You don't have to wear it. And you know what? You really want your soon to be ex-wife to be happy? And he's like, yeah. And you want your daughters to be happy? He said, yeah. And I was like, you guys are going to be happier apart than you are together.
All day long.
And he's like, I'm going to go home and sign those papers. And I said, and it's going to be freeing.
Yes.
And everybody's going to win. And the joy this man, I'm getting shivers telling you
I
this.
I am too.
Like this man, I'm blessed I got to experience that and be a part of holding space for him and helping him unpack it. Because he was like, I'm mad. And then he just went and he left and he was hugging and he was joyful. And it was just so amazing of being able to help him unpack it and really see it and drop the bags that weren't
leave
his.
It. Right. Leave
and
it go, behind.
Right. And leave it behind. And he had indiscretions and so did she and this and that. And I'm like, just don't worry about it.
No.
If your daughters want you happy and your daughters want her happy, and if it's not together, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it is okay.
Yes.
It was so cool.
The gift of giving your two daughters happiness.
Oh,
and showing your daughters how to separate a relationship, go your own directions, yet figure out how to co-parent and how – look at the skills they're teaching these kids.
Right.
That's the beauty in it.
It's powerful.
Yes. And that's the piece I love people to get from when they see the light and they're afraid of the light is there's beauty in it underneath it. You know, lock elbows with your soul sisters. Lock elbows with your tribe. Get with the people that uplift you. And I guarantee you there is nothing in those corners you can't let go.
No.
Look at this man. Oh. I mean, can you imagine, Kelly, I would have given anything to be the witness of watching
it. It was so cool.
Because you watch it and it just fills you up and you have that vision in your head always that look what happened when all we did was hold space for someone and give them the safety to unfold.
Oh, he did it all on his own.
Of course
like
he did.
We just were like, but I we
well,
just
he had a little help from the vortex.
Right?
A little encouragement from the earth, that's all.
But even breathing and being able to do it was really funny. We were leaving and there was, again, people from all over the country that did not know my gifts and abilities. So it was really funny that I was there was a lady that was a lawyer who from a very large company and we're leaving and she gives me a hug and she's like, stay spooky, Kelly.
Love it.
And she didn't, she just kind of watched me from afar. Like, she never really, but she just was like in this loving way. It's like, you stay spooky, Kelly. And I was like, I will.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'll totally stay spooky with you. It was great. It was a, it was an absolute, absolute honor. Like, I just, awesome. It was so, and I, yeah, I want to do more of those.
Fun.
Okay, we are here with Cheryl Kerrigan. I didn't even like introduce like who you are, like back down to earth. We are wrapping up segment one and we're going to dive into it. Like anything's possible where we're going to go for the next two segments, everybody. So
you
just
never know with us too.
Like
we could just do this for like hours.
We could just.
We do it for hours when we get on
we
Zoom.
We do actually. We do. We're like.
We create all kinds of magic and I'm taking notes and you're taking notes and you're pulling things from the sky. It's awesome.
It's amazing. Okay, you guys, CherylKerrigan.com is her website. She's on Facebook. She info at CherylKerrigan.com. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you more later. We are live on Facebook. We are live on, I think, like 8 or 9 platforms, aren't we, Brett?
Yeah, we're on 8 of them all.
We're like, yeah. Like, right? So everyone from here, there, and everywhere, check us out. This is the Being Curious Show. I'm Kelly. Brian's on assignment. We're here with Cheryl Kerrigan, and we'll be right back. Do you or someone in your family suffer from nightmares? Is your home cluttered and you can't seem to clear it out? Your home or office may have low vibrational energy, and it could be impacting you and your family. Using the ancient techniques of dowsing, Master Dowser Annette Regalo can raise the vibration of your home or office by identifying and curing stress lines and negative vortexes that may be creating disharmony in your home or office. Annette has over 20 years of dowsing experience and is passionate about creating high vibrational spaces for others to live and work. Contact Annette today at 612-394-3736 or AnnetteRegalo.com to schedule your free dowsing consultation. When you transform the energy of your environment, you transform your life. Remember, that's AnnetteRegalo.com. AnnetteRegalo.com. Mark E. Scott, novelist extraordinaire, presents two gripping tales. In First Date, Jack and Aria survive a suicidal plunge into the Ohio River, facing a night of chaos, revelations, and unexpected connections. Meanwhile, in Drunk Log follows Jack's current dark journey to redemption through a final bar crawl, a mysterious notebook, and an intervention by Aria. Scott weaves a tale of guilt, hope, and unlikely connections in this dark yet hopeful comedy, unfolding over 24 hours. Dive into the intricate narratives available on Amazon and connect with Mark at markescottauthor.com. Hello, everybody. It's Moto. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh. Do you remember those Motorola commercials?
Yes.
Like, right? We had a little rat terrier that he would hear it and he would go like, ooh, and we would be like, hello, Moto. So he must have just popped in or something because he's been gone for a while and he's just like, oh my gosh, I miss him.
Well, I do a lot with Rainbow Bridge, so that's why he popped in. Remember?
Oh my gosh, yes.
My whole thing, I do a lot with memorials and Rainbow Bridge.
You
so
do.
It's not unlike that someone's past animal would show up.
I miss, he was such a good dog. Mm-hmm. So I was the bad, hi, it's Kelly, we're back. I was the bad owner, he was 18. Mm-hmm. And we were going to put him down at like Memorial Day and because he was deaf and blind. And I mean, it was just time, like 18. He was 18. Mm-hmm. And I had a business trip to go to and in Chicago and I was coming back and I told my husband, I was like, we'll put him down when I get back. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking on the phone. I'm at the gate at O'Hare Airport. And Blue, our other dog, starts barking. And it's in their backyard. So we were on a golf course and we had a backyard. It was wooded. There's a reason to the story and it's fenced in. And Baxter was just out and he was eating. He was just doing whatever, deaf and blind and just kind of being a little rat terrier. And Blue, our other dog, starts barking in like this pitch and this tone of panic.
Yep.
So my husband's on the phone. I'm like about to get on the plane and he's like, holy blankety blank, Blue's barking. There's a mama deer and jumped the fence. We think just gave birth and was pouncing on Baxter, the 19-year-old rat terrier. Broke his back.
What?
It was so sad. Right. So my husband's losing it. Mm-hmm. I'm at the gate. I'm crying. Mm-hmm.
course.
Like right?
Right.
I couldn't do anything.
No.
And he scoops him up. He calls me back. He's like, his back's broken. What do I do? I said, I'll call the vet. I'll get it ready to go. And thank goodness Dr. Pavic is no longer practicing, but he was an animal whisperer, like amazing vet. And my husband like brought him in. And then I got to say goodbye via FaceTime as I'm at the gate, right, mm-hmm. with this little one. And I felt I was carrying it because I should have been there. We should have done it earlier. But Mama Deer had a message and Mama Deer was like, we're done. Like, yeah. Right. He was done.
Well, that's nature.
And it was nature doing that. And she just gave birth and. I don't know why I'm just telling you the story, but I just feel compelled. It just was. And you know what's interesting? I'm at O'Hare. Ugly tears. Like, not.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Right. Not like.
Not like, oh, let me just cover this up.
Yeah, it wasn't this. I'm like shaking. I had one person come up and give me eye contact and it was a soldier. And she just walked up and just said, ma'am, is there anything I can do for you? And I just, I looked and I'm looking at mothers and fathers and parents and all these people that were just like here and on their phone. And I'm like losing it in ugliness.
Exactly.
There was no compassion. And I mean, I'm at O'Hare Airport. I'm at an airport, so I get it. But I just, that soldier that took that moment. But wait,
do you get it?
What do you mean?
Do you really get that you were at an airport and you couldn't find compassion? Because I say, why aren't we compassionate for people?
Maybe that's what I'm telling you.
High anxiety.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to our opening first segment about what are people need compassion. People need kindness. We need to start seeing each other. We need to start seeing each other. We need to start getting back together. You know, 2020 happened, and I am not going to even go there about anything.
Yeah,
about
let's go for it.
But what I want to say about 2020 was everybody kind of reclused. Everybody kind of went in. Everybody stepped away from. And then it was really, really
uncomfortable. I'm seeing fences
yes.
and brick walls.
Right.
And like the
right.
castles.
Right. And people got afraid. They got afraid of going outside. They got afraid of fear. What did our first segment talk
yeah.
about? Fear. What did it talk about? People need compassion. What did we say? And so that's why Moto showed up in the middle of our thing.
Hello, Moto.
I know, because he came to tell you the story, because that was a time when there you were, you needed someone to see you. You needed someone to see your pain. I mean, it was visible. You lose a dog and you're on FaceTime. Are you kidding me? And you're at the airport where you can't really run because it's kind of like being in jail. You can't go anywhere. And so it's like you were stuck and you were frozen and you wanted someone to share your moment with.
Yeah.
To share your moment with. And everybody around gets so afraid that they pick up their phone.
That's what happened.
They don't know what to do.
They didn't know what to do.
Instead of just reaching over and saying, are you okay? Can I help you?
Yeah.
What can I get for you?
Or here's a Kleenex.
Here's a Kleenex. Or use my sleeve or something.
Yeah, right?
Right? Because the ugly tears don't come with little pats. They come with boogers and everything, right?
And I was like, you know, when you're at the gate, like it was
right.
packed.
Right.
Like, there was people like sharing space
nice.
With me and
right.
wouldn't even look at me.
No.
And I just was like, and I remember kind of looking around like, are you serious? Like,
yeah.
Okay. And then the soldier came up and she just was so kind and just
wow.
gave me that moment of just.
Just the two of you sharing
just,
a moment.
It was just. Pew.
Yep.
Yeah. In that moment, it was just really. And I'm such a compassionate person. Like,
right.
I see strangers and I'm like, can I give you this?
Right.
Like, right?
Right. What do you need?
Right.
Let me help you. You know, and I think that that's why it all wraps around to our first segment when we were talking about, you know, people need to be seen. People need to feel compassion. They need to we have set ourselves up in this world. You know, people don't work from home. They don't go out. I mean, how many people tell me, oh, Cheryl, I work from home. I'm lucky if I get out all week. And I'm like, what? They have their groceries delivered. Everything. We have come from a society out of 2020 to now to where we don't have to interact with people. You know, I had a check. I'm just guilty of it. I just did it. Someone handed me a check on the way here and I got in my car and I went click, click. I don't even go to the bank anymore. Right? But we need that interaction. We need to get with people again. And that's why I'm excited about partnering with The Edge. That's why I'm excited about being able to get out there. You know, you got a fabulous event coming up on March 2nd. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but there's a big event on March 2nd. Put it on your calendars. And if you're not in town, get in town.
Yeah.
And because we got a big event and it's about people coming together. It's about people asking questions and getting answers or people just showing up and feeling accepted and feeling loved and being in some super duper amazing energy. My energy, I love to think it comes with sparkles. My energy, I like to think it comes with the angels. That's the energy I bring. that's the energy I want. When I walk out of the house, I say, only the highest of love and light. Doesn't mean I don't run into ugly. I do run into ugly. But when I run into ugly, I can at least just kind of spread some pixie dust on it and move past it. It doesn't have to affect me. I don't have to carry it with me because I'm not carrying all those bags like we talked about in the first section. I'm not carrying everybody's stuff. Don't need to anymore.
No,
don't need to anymore. And so I'm so glad your puppy showed up. That is one of the things I do, you know. I have a booth at the state fair.
Tell me about,
let me just talk a little bit about Cheryl.
Like, okay, hold on. Let me do this really quick. Cheryl's been a student of spiritual masters in the areas of intuition, spirituality, meditation, angels, and mediumships under such gurus. Like, you've studied with some amazing people. And we're going to talk about your new loveliness with Echo Bodine, and Doreen Virtue, James Van Prague, Deepak Chopra, and the late Wayne Dyer.
Oh, yes.
See, like, bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, right?
Well done.
I grew up in the age when those gurus came in and you got to take great classes with them. And you got to, I mean, James Van Prague, if you can believe it, I studied with him in Fargo. Fargo.
Yeah.
It was, he was running a deal up in Fargo. He was at an event up in Fargo and I went up and I did his 3-day thing. Oh my God. And James will tell you, I have a picture of James Van Prague and myself and we are the same height. He says, I think you're my twin from another mother. Yeah. I mean, we just look like each other. We're just little, you know, and I just had the blessing of all those gurus being accessible to me back then. And I sucked it all up. I just went and I found and I listened and I studied and I listened and I studied and I elevated and I asked the angels for, you know, I was gifted. The angels came to me very, very, very young. When I was a very young child, I used to sit downstairs. My mom would say, honey, who are you talking to? And I'd say my friends. And my mom never told me there weren't friends downstairs in my room. She just let me sit and have coffee and discuss things with my friends. Because, of course, back then I had a coffee cup in my hand and I had water in it. But I was pretending I was drinking coffee and having coffee with my angels. And that's why 2024 has become so powerful for me. Middle of 2023, I said to the angels, what do you want me to do next? What's next? Show me what's next. I'm approaching a time in my life where I have a little more time, a little more freedom. I'm ready to get back into the swing of things. And I got beaten over the head for the last 6 months. It's coffee with the angels. I don't care what you do with it, but it's coffee with the angels. And so I really have some exciting things coming up. I'm going to do some gatherings of coffee with the angels. I want to look at a podcast. I want to look at some mentorship around it. There's just lots of stuff being created right now behind the scenes. And so it's super exciting. And I did get a call from the lovely, our friend, Echo Bodine. And I am going to, as of like today, I am going to have a shop inside her shop. And so I'll have lots of my spiritual things, lots of my angels, lots of my sparkle, lots of that glitter at the center, Echo Center in Richfield, Minnesota.
Yeah, just letting everyone know, like, she has Aurapalooza, but Echo has a really great resource in Edge Magazine on, you know, she really supports her partners and practitioners. Yes. And so you can find a little bit more about everybody that is collaborating with her. But at the hub, at the center, you walk in and you're going to be to the left.
Yes.
And it's this beautiful room that it has natural light and it's a perfect spot for you and your sparkles and all the products that you're going to be bringing into it. And I think that's going to be this beautiful, yummy, gooey, I don't want to say enhancement, but it's going to be just this beautiful part to the center that's just going to be sparkly. There we go. It sparkles to the center. Like, right? Because she's bringing in some beautiful people to Aurapalooza and throughout the month. And she's really taking that center and it's going to start to levitate pretty soon.
Yep.
Like, right? It's just, it's magical.
It is magical. It is. It's so lovely.
And I have kind of products are you going to have there?
Well, I'm going to have, so I have a lot of angel products. And so I have, you know, angel coins. Every product I carry, Kelly, I bless. So I clear the energy out of it.
I want to work the state fair next year.
I'll totally work it.
Okay.
The state fair is a second subject. So at the let's just talk about the state fair, and then I'll talk about the products at the edge.
Okay.
So everything I bring in, I personally have to love it, or it doesn't get to – I always say that. If it doesn't get to my table, it doesn't get to my booth, it doesn't get to my shops.
Yep.
And I have a couple different shops. Echoes will be my third shop this year that I'm adding in the end of 23 to end of 24. And then I do the state fair. And everything I do it around angels, memorials, and giving people hope and light. So at the state fair, and that's why I'm pretty sure your puppy showed up, I do a whole gig on Rainbow Bridge. Mm-hmm. And so I'm at the Pet Pavilion, and I do a couple little shows throughout the year, too, with some animal sorts of people. But I do a lot about Rainbow Bridge. And I always say, I can make a grown-ass and cry. And so, you know, I do a lot with because people's pets are so – look at your beautiful puppies that you have. Even how's Diesel doing, by the way?
He still has an ear infection. But Dr. Marsha Kruger came over and worked some magic on him yesterday.
Beautiful.
And so we're opening up that ear. But, yeah.
Perfect. But, you know, our animals are so connected to
people
us.
Will spend
so
money on their animals that they won't spend on themselves.
All day long.
And I'm not saying that in, like, a negative or positive way, but it's an observation.
Yes. Like, all day long.
The vet is talking about a $3,500 surgery for Diesel to remove his ear canal. And I'm like, okay, I can do this, 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 and this. And then I was like, okay, January readings for Kelly are going to be to donate to Diesel's ear surgery, but we're not going to get it done. We're going to figure it out beforehand.
Yep. I think you are going to figure it out beforehand. But I think that's the piece. And so every piece I pick it out because it means something to me when I touch it. And so, you know, I have angels, from statues to, crystal to glass to coins. I have tons of angel stuff. I also do a lot around the cardinals and the butterflies and, really inspirational things. So I have a lot of like PS, I love you sorts of signs, those sorts of pieces. I have a really fun threads. I call my shop Mystical Magical Things by Cheryl, and I have some magical threads, and I have some various threads. So I bring in different product lines. What I love about my threads is they're not form-fitting, so they flow over you, and anybody can wear them, and I carry them from a size small to a 2X.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. I don't carry anything that I can't wear myself.
Thank you.
Amen. And so, in fact, I've walked away from vendors just for that reason. And so
you can't take a size zero something and just stretch it to a 2X.
No, I don't care what anybody says. You can't take a size zero and stretch it on my wrist.
It just doesn't look right.
Nope.
Like,
doesn't make it.
Chubby girl, no. Just not right.
Nope. And so I have those. So I have all kinds of products I'm bringing in, and some surprises. I got on the horn this morning and called a couple of my people, my magical people, and I said, hey, I want this, this, and this. Can you think you can find it for me? And they're working on it. So I've got some new surprises coming in for the shop. Like I said, we will be up and running by December 16th, the next Aurapalooza.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'll be up and running by then. I'll have temporary displays, but I'll have it permanently ready to go by January.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. Got a painter coming in on Friday. If you're not busy, feel free. Come on down.
Yeah, come on down. I love what Echo's doing there.
Yeah.
And the beautiful people she attracts. Like, I was talking to Wes Hamilton the other day, and, you know, he's just honored. And there's just Mary Newstrom, friend of the show, Christy from Holistic Arts. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just...
She's right across from you.
She's right across from you. Andrea, I mean, like, there's just all of these beautiful... Gail Glover and Amber and Fernando. I mean, like, Sarah. Like, there's I'm just looking at these people, and I'm like, and I love coming to Aurapalooza and not only supporting our partners, right? Because you go to the center, and there's Edge magazines everywhere, and I get a little emotional
because it's an honor.
And to be able to experience our partners' gifts and abilities is just such an honor that I get to be able to play. I mean, like, that's my job, like, right? And
okay. Are we blessed?
We are so blessed.
Are we blessed that this is our job? We don't even gotta go to work. This is it. How fun is this?
And if more people could experience that, they wouldn't be in fear. They wouldn't be. And it's not just going after the money. And it was interesting. Oh my God. It's okay. Oh, I have to wrap up, guys. Segment two is done. Boom. I'm going to lead it with this is there's people that are wealthy and that people have money. Yeah. And there's a difference.
Amen.
And we're going to explore that.
Those that are wealthy are ones that are blessed, and those that have money are the ones that live in fear.
Yeah. Okay, well, you heard it here.
There it is.
Hey, everybody, it's the Being Curious Show. I am Kelly. Brian's on assignment here with Cheryl Kerrigan. We're just feeling the sparkles. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be right back. Mark E. Scott, novelist extraordinaire, presents two gripping tales. In First Date, Jack and Aria survive a suicidal plunge into the Ohio River, facing a night of chaos, revelations, and unexpected connections. Meanwhile, in Drunk Log follows Jack's current dark journey to redemption through a final bar crawl, a mysterious notebook, and an intervention by Aria. Scott weaves a tale of guilt, hope, and unlikely connections in this dark yet hopeful comedy, unfolding over 24 hours. Dive into the intricate narratives available on Amazon and connect with Mark at markescottauthor.com.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality mushroom products like gummies, tinctures, supplements, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selections at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with mushrooms.
Hey, everybody, we're back. It is Kelly. I'm here with Cheryl. Brian's on assignment. Hey, Brett, is there anything that you want to share?
Not that I can think of right now, no.
Okay, that's pretty insightful. Thanks.
He's still trying to get over the sparkles. He's trying to figure out if I'm a sparklem on my way out. Don't worry. Your life will never be the same. That's all I got to say.
Cheryl leaves an impression. Yep. She leaves sparkles wherever she goes.
Amen.
You really could do that. You could just kind of like have like little sparkles just like.
Well, I've always said spreading magical pixie dust is my job.
Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm.
That's
you
my
are.
Job.
So where do you want to talk? What do you want to talk about now?
You know what? Well, I have my first of many articles coming out in The Edge.
You do.
It's out in The Edge. It's in the December, January issue. You know, I wish I would have had The Edge when I was at my last expo on 11/11 because I was talking to everybody about it, telling them about the Coffee of the Angels. Just wanted to have them, and I was so sad I didn't have some in my hands. So we have to make sure I get some in my hands.
Nope, you can't have any. Sorry.
Because I like to walk around with The Edge. I like to walk around with the magazine and talk about it and talk about what it's doing that. But I have a special in there. We'll talk about that a little later.
Yep.
You know, there's just so much happening.
What do you see for 2024? Let's like,
oh, magic.
Because you are a psychic medium, you're inspirational, you're a mentor, yeah. You're a happy enthusiast. Yeah. What is coming to you? Because we're wrapping it up and we're actually live, so people are going to be able to see this in real time. What do you feel for 2024? Not only for yourself, but the collective.
Yeah, for the collective. So when I sat down to talk to the angels about wrapping up 2023 and going to 2024, I was talking to you actually. I had the question, then you and I got on a Zoom call, and I was telling you about the fireworks I had seen.
Yeah.
And so my angels are very visual. They like to be visual. I like to be visual, and they started showing me fireworks, and I'm like, I love fireworks. So I was sitting down watching it, and it was amazing, the fireworks that came up. And I wrote about it in my article at The Edge, so you can read it in depth. But one of the things that kept coming up was hearts, and there was pink hearts and red hearts, and of course the red hearts are from those from telling us they're all okay from across the veil, but the big hearts are about love this year. And I don't mean love like even being in love. I just mean living in a world that's filled with more love.
Hallelujah. Oh my gosh,
right?
And love is in so many different ways. I think so many people want these grand gestures of love. But it's funny, in our household, so my husband and I have been together since 1995. And what?
Just a year.
Just a year. And we show love in different ways, whether it is clean sheets on the bed and making the bed all beautiful. Mm-hmm. I showed love to my husband today because I spill my coffee everywhere I go.
Oh, me too. There's coffee stains everywhere.
Okay, then you're going to like this. And so I drive a Kia Soul. The engine went... And it's in the shop, so I'm driving my husband's car. Now, my husband's car is sacred to him.
Oh.
It's kind of like...
I'm surprised he didn't Uber you.
I am too. Okay. So I'm driving his car, and he very politely said, please put a cover on your cup when you get into my car. Like, right? So he said it in a loving way, like, right? But I took it a little like, right? And today I'm running out the door to the studio because we're filming some shows. And I have this... By the way... Matt at Moondragon Studio made me this mug, and it has the logo on it, but then it also has crystals on it. So
I saw the crystals earlier.
Right? It's my favorite. It's my, like, new favorite coffee mug.
Sure.
Notice there's no top on it, right? So I'm running out the door, and then I like, stop, and I'm like, oh, I have to put out of love. Because I could have just said I'm running late, and I would have done it, and it would have been no big deal. But love made me stop. And go find a Yeti and pop it in there. And then I cleaned this up and I brought it back into the studio. So I solved it. By the way, I did point out to my husband, I love you and look what I just did. Right? So it love shows up in different ways. It's not rainbows and cards and roses, even though roses are amazing, and these grand gestures, but we show love for ourselves and others in different ways.
All day long.
How's that with my little story?
I love it. And that's when the angels were telling me is these pink hearts kept showing up. And I'm like, what is the hearts? And they're like, because love's going to be spread a lot in 2024, and you're going to do it. You're going to start. You're going to be one of the people that's going to go out there every day. And I'm like, got it. You got it. Yeah. And then I started seeing smiley faces.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, you know, I don't know. Like, have you ever watched fireworks these days? They're like high tech, man.
They are.
And you could see smiley faces. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
How do they do that?
I don't. That's the first. Okay. That's what I said to the angel. The angel said, doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It was over my head, they yeah. said. Okay. I don't care how many degrees you got, Cheryl. You're not designing fireworks.
No.
But it was about happiness. It was about people finding happiness again. And, you know, I love it. My favorite brooch, I have this awesome brooch. And, of course, it's about this big. And it's a smiley face. And, of course, it's all bling, right? It's all bling. And I wear it all the time. And people say, why do you wear it? And I say, they look at me and they'll say, you know, that's awesome. And I'll say, thank you. And they'll say, well, why do you wear that? And I said, because what did it make you do?
Smile.
Right? So simple. We can share smiles. We can share love. Simple gestures. Putting a lid on your coffee. You know, opening a door for somebody. You know, you see somebody that's going to take this parking space. Instead of quick running into it, just go to the next one. You'll be fine. You know, just spread some love. Spread some happiness. And so I said to the angels, please tell me what the energy is going to be for 2024. And they were like, kaboom, 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 kaboom. And off went all these amazing, amazing colors. And I said, oh my goodness, like a grand finale. And they said, every single one of those sparkles is opportunity. How can you can't make that up. I just sat back. I got goosebumps again. Yeah. And I said, bring it. Bring it. And it's going to be opportunity for everybody. This isn't just for me. I was asking for in a general. And there's so many opportunities for people. There's so many opportunities for people to find happiness, to find love, to let go of their bags, to only carry the bags that are theirs, not somebody else's.
Yeah.
Right? And to find love and to be love and to give love in so many ways, so many simple little ways, but they change the lives of somebody at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, I always go back to the starfish story when people say, oh, Cheryl, you know, I don't know if you know, but I worked with homeless youth for about 30 years as a clinical psychologist. And I always said, you know, people would say, well, you can't save them all, Cheryl. You can't save them all. And I always go back to the starfish story and I always throw one back in the water. And I said, but that one I did. And so it's the seeds we plant. Watch the seeds you plant every day. Watch that you're planting something positive. Watch that you're planting something with, you know, smile. You know, watch those seeds, because when you plant them, I guarantee the next time you just come walking by, you're going to see something beautiful that just developed. And it's in people. It's in things you do. It's in where you go. It's in every moment of every day. So plant those positive seeds. Look for the fireworks to go off. Look for the happy faces that are all around us. Look for the love that's around us. Look for the signs. Oh, my gosh. Signs from loved ones. People, your loved ones are trying, as a psychic and a medium, are trying to communicate with you every single solitary day. Be present in the moment. That's all it takes. Just be present in the moment.
But people want these big things.
I know. They want to see.
And it's finding a dime, or it's a smell, or it's a feeling of joy. I mean, it's these little things, because it takes a lot for them to come down here and to do this and show. And, okay, my grandmother said that before she passed, she'd come to us in rainbows.
Yep.
Okay. Oh. So it was really cool. So I graduated from high school, and it was rainy, and I went to Eden Prairie, and we were supposed to be outside, but then they moved us to the gym, and then they moved us back outside. So I'm outside. I cross the stage, double rainbow.
Yep.
And my husband, Steve, who just happened to be bored, came to our graduation ceremony. And he was right at the stage, the first person I saw. And we were just friends at the time. Like, yep. We were acquaintances. And he gave me a hug and he said, congratulations. And then I moved on with my day. Okay. So then we connect and all is cool. And then we were married on Maui up at Kapalua. And Kapalua has Kapalua clouds and they're moody. And we're on this cliff, chairs just blew off, weather is coming in, shamans calling out to the gods of aloha. And there's a picture of my husband, as we're getting married, going like this to my mom, telling her to look up because there was a double rainbow on the cliff.
All day long.
You can't make this up. Now, did my grandmother make those rainbows? No, but she popped us up.
Exactly.
So I was filming something for a job that I had, and I was stressed, and I was in Southern California, and I was leaving my hotel room one morning, and I'm nervous for the day because it's just a big day, and I remember looking up and I saw a double rainbow. And I'm checking out of the hotel, and the concierge lady is coming back in, and she's just like, did you see those rainbows? We haven't had rainbow. I've lived here 10 years, and I've never seen a rainbow. And I was like, yep, I know. It's for me. I just was like, da-da-da-da-da. And I walked under, and I had a beautiful, magical day. And it was just these little teeny micro moments that all fill our cups up, that we're waiting for these big things to happen, but it's happening all around us.
Yes. You know, the thing, Kelly, is we as adults struggle to see it, but I even try to tell children. So you know that I raised my niece who, yeah, my sister, unfortunately, mental illness complicated with addiction, left the earth early. So my niece was raised by a pack of wolves, very, very strong, spirited women. And one of the things I always said to her is, look for pennies, pumpkin, look for pennies. Because she was young. Look for pennies. Your mom's going to come in pennies. No kidding. We go to the movie theater. My sister's probably gone by about 2 months. And she likes to sit in the way top end with her friends, which is good because they leave my popcorn alone. So I'm really okay with that. She runs up there and she goes, my goodness, my mom is everywhere. And look back, pennies all over the floor. Now, that guy had just walked out from cleaning this theater. If he had cleaned the theater, the pennies wouldn't have been there because there was enough to scoop up for that young man to buy himself something. And there was pennies all over the top floor. So kids can magically see the people who are important to them. If we just show them, look for the pennies. Look for the signs. You know, Grandma, my mother, too, has left the earth 3 years ago. And Tiff and I were traveling in Chicago. And we were at a place that a favorite show had been taped. And her and Grandma watched the show all the time. And she's like, man, I just want to take a picture and show this to Grandma. And we turn around. It's a freezing cold day. It is fall. There is a monarch butterfly just hanging. And she goes, guess I don't have to worry about it. Grandma's right here. And so it's being able to even give that beautiful gift to young ones.
Yeah.
To young ones. You know, I try to give it to adults. And adults, you're right, they're always looking for the grandiose. They're looking for their mom to physically come in and sit down and drink coffee with them. I say, pour the cup of coffee and sit down. Your mom's already there.
Yeah.
Just talk to her. And I guarantee, because my mom can pretty much say, Cheryl Ann, from across the veil in 2.5 seconds if I'm doing something she doesn't want me to do, or if I'm having a little bit of my own pity party. Cheryl Ann, and I could just hear it. That's being connected. And that's the red hearts that I saw up in the fireworks saying to us, we're here. We're here to support you. We're here to show you we love you. We're here to guide you. We're here to listen. And then go spread that love all over the earth. Spread it in every way you possibly can. Spread the smile, spread the love, and then watch. Because 2024, I'm telling you as sure as I'm sitting here in all black with my sparkle glasses on, amazing, amazing opportunities are going to happen for everybody in 2024. You just have to show up.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
And listen. And believe.
Amen.
That's another thing about,
yes,
I love working with people that I don't have to be a private eye the whole time. Like, you know how some people, when they sit down with a psychic medium and they're just like, I'm not going to tell you anything. And I totally get it. Like, I totally get what people are wanting to do that. And I actually had a session this weekend where I was just like, look, okay, we're here together for an hour.
Yep.
I can be a private eye the whole time.
Yep.
And I can spend all this time, or we can work together as a team.
Amen.
And we can rock it, and you're going to get so much more out of it. Just believe. Like, no, you're not here by coincidence.
No.
I'm not a parlor trick. No. We're not at a circus. Like, right here. And at the end, she actually was like, thank you so much for saying that, because we were able to get a lot done. And she was like, I just felt so safe, and it was wonderful. And I was like, just trust.
Yes.
So that's another thing, is of surrounding yourself with good people,
yes,
that you love and that you trust. Mm-hmm. And I'm just seeing jumping off a cliff. Like, yes, jump off the cliff. It's going to be okay.
Spread your wings wide.
Your wings are going to pop up.
Yep.
Like, right?
They're ready to go. They're ready to go. So many people, your wings are so ready to go. You will always, always be caught. You will never fall. You will never crash. The bad things will not happen because you believe. And if you believe, that's all you need to do. Just jump. You know, I have to share one thing with you guys. Kelly and I have chatted over the last few months multiple times. It's never a short chat, and it's always a long chat. And right after one of my chats, her and I were talking, and Spirit said to me, I said, where do I start? You know, Kelly and I had so many ideas going, blah, 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 blah. And I said, where do I start? And Spirit said, just start. And you could just, as you, .. go.
Oh, that's great.
And I wrote that down. I just got chills again. I wrote that down. It's still on my computer. It was early in the summertime sometime when you and I had talked. And that's the piece. You know, there's one piece I can tell people. You know, you don't know where to start. Just start. Just do something. And watch how when you do something, the angels will bring you something else. And the angels will bring you something else. You know, I mean, that's how the center, me getting in with echoes, just developed overnight. You know, opportunities just show up. I just show up and there's like, boom. Oh, this opportunity came up. Boom, this opportunity comes up.
And be okay to pivot.
Yes, at any time.
Right?
That's the fun. It's a dance. And I don't know about you, but I don't dance like this.
No.
I dance. I let it out. I spin in my chair. I have fun. And so when you show up and you're just willing to go with it.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You write in pencil. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring because guess what? You might have to rearrange it.
Yeah.
But be willing to rearrange it because there's a lot of fun dancing going to happen in 2024. And you want to get in the groove.
Okay, you guys, you heard it here, and curiosity, I'm so glad, like, curiosity leads to this also, like, right? And that's just fun. Okay, you guys, that was 48 minutes. Do
what?
You believe it? I know. Like, people get nervous about being on the show, and I'm like, don't be nervous. You're going to have so much fun. Okay, so we sparkled. We were curious. New opportunity. Check her out. Coffee with Angels, not only in the Edge magazine, but also at Echo Bodine's center. And that's starting December 16th. You're going to be rocking and rolling for the next Aurapalooza. CherylCarrigan.com. And then she's on Facebook. She's on Instagram. I mean, you're all over the place. Psychic medium, inspirational mentor, happiness enthusiast, and full of sparkles. It is Kelly from the Being Curious Show. Cheryl Carrigan, thank you so much. We'll see you soon. Mahalo. Hello.